Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence and also author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares a tale of people experiencing awakenings, spiritual communication, healing, miracles, and ways to go within to your intuitive sense of soul life. Today, I once again welcome Dr. Carl Greer, author of his newest book, Change the Story of Your Health. Dr. Greer's past interview on the show for his last book, Change Your Story, Change Your Life, can be heard on my website, CherylGlick.com, on the radio page. Hello, Dr. Greer, and thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure, Cheryl.
Carl, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share intimate realizations about the nature of life from both an energetic and also from a physical reality. So we might begin to conclude that we are truly the masters of our own fate while dealing with karmic, social, and environmental influences. In today's show, Dr. Greer will offer suggestions for dealing with a chronic condition or figure out how to cope with a sudden health issue like an accident or illness. Dr. Greer is an author, clinical psychologist, shamanic practitioner, and Jungian analyst, and uses a mind-body-spirit approach to identifying our health story and also suggesting journaling and expanded awareness practices to begin changing it, which can lead to better health and a more productive lifestyle. I always love to ask this question because I get so many wonderful answers. It has been some time since we last spoke, but you may remember that I asked my guests to think back to their earlier life or childhood and remember a person, place, or event that may have shown them or others around them a certain interests or goals and values that were part of their growing awareness of themselves and life in general. So think back to something that was a clue for you to your destiny or life plan.
I lived in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Cheryl, called Mount Lebanon. And this was when I was about four or five, and this was like 1944, 1945. And I remember one day walking up the hill where we lived to a farm that was at the end of the hill. And I went into the farm property, and I saw a tree that just seemed to be illuminated. And it was my first experience of moving beyond kind of just seeing things as a kid saw. And it just seemed like I was in a different reality. And that was the first experience that I had with being aware that I was part of a larger picture than I had thought up until that time. And since then, I've had many experiences like that, but that was the first.
How wonderful. And I have a story, too. Many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I read the Celestine Prophecy, and I was very, very interested in how the author talked about energy flowing up through the branches and trees. And when I was in Maine, also maybe this was 15 years ago, I was already deep into my healing work, my Reiki energy healing work and mediumship, going into trance states and dealing with other realities. And there I was sitting at the pool, and I looked across, and the tree was alive. The light was going through the, just like you saw. And, and I, it was the only time I saw that. And there were two other women at the other end of the pool, and I went over. I started talking to them. One of them was a nurse, and she was also aware of the book. I mentioned it, and it was just such a miraculous moment in my life, actually. So you telling that story It reminds me of that moment and many moments like that when we're aware that we're more energy than we are physical beings.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a beautiful story. Thank you very much for telling that. Let's go on to your book is called Change the Story of Your Health. What is a person's story of their health? We know if we change our thoughts or diet or attitude, we can greatly enhance the quality of our life. So tell how our health can be greatly restored and healed.
Well, first, there's many starting points. One that I think is important is to take a moment or minutes or moments to reflect on what is the story of one's health, not the story that you want somebody to hear or believe, but your true story. And I have some guides as to how you might think about that. Somebody could think about it cardiovascular, wind, or neuromuscular. I'm saying, why don't you look at things like eating and drinking and balance and flexibility, stamina, body image, sexuality, chronic conditions, acute conditions. So these would be markers for what is right now. And I have prompts in my book as to how you might think about those things, what works, what doesn't, when's the first time you had issues with these particular chapters, and so on and so forth. And then I say, once you've done this kind of in a didactic writing way, just play with the idea of letting your right brain, your creative side, comment on the story of your health. What's a song that captures your current story of your health? What's a poem, a story, a picture, and so forth? If you were to dance it, what would it be? This just gives you other ways of relating to what it is. And once a person's done that, Cheryl, I say, all right, how would you like it to be? And then people would have answers to that question. And then we're always left with, why isn't it the way you would like it to be? And my suggestion in my book is oftentimes the way we would like things to be compared to how they are aren't different because we have unconscious factors that are keeping us from change. And then I have a lot of practices which I talk about to allow us to get freed up from some of those unconscious barriers to changing the story of our health.
So readers will begin using the practices on a regular basis, and they might find it easier to let go of what's no longer serving them and bring in new thoughts about how to help them live the life they want to live. So thoughts are very, very important. And we may be sabotaging ourselves by having certain fears and limitations that alter our health. If we think we're sick, we're going to be sick. If we, you know, I know many people who will say, I don't have this condition. And I remember recently saying to one of my clients, you don't have anything. You just have what your soul needs to give you an experience so that you can go to the next level of your development. So sometimes the soul essence of our being creates something that can seem daunting, but in actuality, with creativity, as you just expressed before, and with tapping into energy treatments and energy medicine and energy awareness and journaling and trance states, you can begin to pull in new thoughts and actually shift your body and shift your thinking. First shift the thinking and then shift the body. So absolutely what you were saying. And the song that I had as a girl at 17 years old was The Impossible Dream, if you remember that. From
Band of
La
Mancha.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
So I, whenever I have a challenge, or it could be a health challenge or anything else, I remember that, and I remember how much soul courage we all have and how it is possible to do whatever our mind wishes to create. And it's just limiting ourselves. We're all self-sabotaging ourselves when we don't create the best in ourselves and the best within our circle of friends and family and work. Right, so we have to think those positive thoughts and also work towards them, being committed and consistent and continuously learning the truth about ourselves. We're here to discover more about ourselves, and when we do that, we discover a great deal about life in general.
Yeah, and I was going to say there's a lot of evidence that our thoughts affect our emotions. Our emotions affect our thoughts. Our thoughts and emotions affect our beliefs. And they affect us energetically, physically. They affect our endocrine system. They express our cardiovascular system. All the body systems are influenced by these things. So, as you were suggesting, if we can change our beliefs about things, we could really have a physical negative or positive effect, depending on what the beliefs are. For example, let's say you come from a family, you're a man, and you say, hey, all the men in my family have died of some kind of a cardiovascular event before they're 60. I probably will, too. Well, that belief could be self-confirming. However, you could have another belief which says, you know, I know that that's true, but I'm going to be able to do some things that are going to cause me not to be that same statistic. Because we also know, Cheryl, that this field of epigenetics means we can change our genetic destiny within our lifetime by lifestyle changes.
Absolutely.
So when people start to know these things and they change the belief but I'm suggesting you first have to start off with being honest with yourself. What are those limiting beliefs? And then what are some alternative ones? And then I have a lot of practices to get you from there to there.
Well, yes, you do. And let's go on to talking about dancing your health story to learn more about what you've experienced and to gain insights about, for example, your feelings about aging or losing some of your strength and stamina after an injury. What would dancing your health story involve? Because we're also dancing the health story of our parents, grandparents, teachers, and all who imprinted certain impressions on us.
You got it.
So tell us something about that.
Well, it's when we can disidentify with our health story and somehow be able to observe it. And a lot of these practices that I have are to give us a chance to see it in a different light so that we don't feel we are it, but it's just something that right now we're looking at, and that gives us much more freedom to change. For example, let's say, all right, Cheryl, dance your health story. And all of a sudden, you're kind of self-aware, you're self-conscious, you're a little constricted, you're a little rigid. You say, gee, that's interesting. Am I like that in my life? Hey, is that affecting my health? Maybe you have cardiovascular problems with flow. Maybe you're having trouble with your back and so forth. So it just gives you a clue that helps you unleash what you said earlier, your intuitive self, to have it working on some of the changes that are best for you, but for some reason you've not really been available to benefit from. And dancing can help you do that. Singing can help you do that. Spending time in nature, just like your experience with the tree and my experience with the tree. When we start to do that, we start to see that, you know, nature is alive just like we are.
Yes.
And it's observing us just like we're observing it. And we're part of a much larger picture. And when we can put our health into that context, it loosens us up. It gives us more freedom of action, which all of my writing is basically designed to give a person more freedom of action so that in the moment they can make different choices, better choices than they had before they did the work.
Yes, so you say dancing your health story would include expanded awareness. And you wrote, the question is, what is healing and what is health? We like to define healing as a return to our previous state of wellness after becoming injured or developing a disease. However, and this is important, a return to the past may feel impossible. So healing may mean adjusting to a new health story that you seem to be living, or a commitment to wellness that results in you becoming a healthier you. What if, despite aging, injuries, health conditions, and illnesses, you could not only return to the state of health you enjoyed previously, but improve on it? If your goal is to live well, then you might see health challenges as opportunities for attaining greater vitality, strength, and stamina, and greater appreciation for your body and the pleasure it gives you, and to have a better relationship with it. That's beautiful, accurate, and I will also say it will also help you have opportunities to make changes in all areas of your life once you get the hang of it, right?
You bet. Yeah, because your health is related to your emotions, and your emotions and health are related to your relationships with other people and the relationship to your spiritual journey in this lifetime. And their relation, if you believe in karma and past lives, they're related to those aspects of one's existence. And they're related to our just being a pure energy body. So our energy bodies are affected by our health and our emotions, but our health and emotions are also affected by our energy body. So it's all interrelated, and the more kind of work we do like we're talking about, Cheryl, the more benefits we can get because we can see these interrelationships and do things differently to achieve health at all these levels, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
And you gave an example of Olivia, one of your clients. I like the story very much. She journeyed or in a meditative state, wanted to learn more about how to overcome her gastrointestinal problems.
Yes.
And during that time in meditation, she learned that she needed to let go of competitive rowing, which was an activity she had enjoyed for many years. But sometimes by experiencing symbols or figures in a trance meditative journeying state, one can learn not to take themselves too seriously or life too seriously. And she learned she was taking this competitive rowing too seriously and injuring herself in other parts of her life. The stress she created was not worth the digestive issues that she was having. So she decided it was time to give it up and move on to something new that would serve her better. So we can't be locked into anything forever and ever. Change is happening to our body and to our thoughts and to our reality in every relationship all the time. So to try to hold on to it is frivolous and not possible. And we're not perfect, so therefore we can't hold on to what we think are perfect ideas. So,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say, yeah, I've all the people in my book are actual true things, but sometimes I change their names. So
that's all right.
You know. But she had a very competitive job. So the way she was at work was the way she was in life, and the way she was in, you know, this rowing, which you think would have been pleasurable, but it became very intense. But after she did the work, besides having less gastrointestinal issues, she was able to now go back to the competitive rowing, but do it differently. And that's the beauty of this, too. You don't have to necessarily give up something, but you could approach it from a new perspective, and then it became fun for her and not so competitively driven.
Oh, great. So we don't have to take it so seriously, and we do need new perspectives. That's a very important word also, opportunity, perspective, you know, viewpoint. What you may be considering to be something that's holding you back is only in your thought process, and it might not be reality for you any longer. So, yes, very, very important words. You also offer something you call expanded awareness practices. Can you explain what expanded awareness is and what
those practices? Talked about some of the things you do to get into trance state,
right?
You know, and so forth. Shamans would get into an altered state. They do it by journeying, open sacred space. They rattle, they drum, and what happens when you do this? You change the brain waves.
Yes.
And you, instead of being in your sympathetic nervous system, you're more operated by your parasympathetic nervous system. You're more relaxed. The brain goes from beta to more alpha, theta waves, slower waves. And your immune system is stronger when you're like that, and you have less stress hormones going through you. And so when you're in that state, I suggest there's things you can do. One of the things is to journey. And I talk about journeying to your past, This would be a soul retrieval journey in classic shamanism, or a lower world journey. I talk about how you could journey to the upper world. This would be like a destiny retrieval. And I talk about places that I've gone in my journeys, journeying to death, and finding out what you need to have die in your life in this lifetime to be healthier. Going to the place before creation where all things are possible. And so this would be an expanded awareness practice that you're doing once you set yourself up through relaxation and breathing exercises, which I described, to access these other realms where synchronicities become more possible, where you start to see the trees as alive like you and I have described. So that's what I'm talking about when I mention those practices.
Yes, and you know, Carl, whenever I do a meditation and alter my state or do healing work on another person, I really feel so blessed to be part of a mystery that is bigger than myself or my clients, and I know you understand that also.
And absolutely.
And when we share that with a person and they realize we can only set up an environment, but it is they are going to have to make the shifts and changes more consistently. It's a beautiful thing when you see in their eyes they understand what we're talking about here. And I wrote in my book, I discovered that this very same gratitude that you and I are talking about our physical and spiritual life, I wrote about that, and I wrote in The Living Spirit, the assistance received from spiritual influences will be in proportion to our wish for help and to the effort we expend in our self-growth process in this life. I also learned that everything in the universe, including our physical bodies, is made up of pure energy, and that working with this energy can affect a healing that repairs our bodies and allows our souls to move towards greater levels of awareness and expansion. I became more and more fascinated by the different modalities of energy healing and was eventually guided to begin my Reiki studies at the Association for Research and Enlightenment in New York City. I have learned through meditation and traveling to other realms and levels of consciousness that each moment is an opportunity to remember I must be grateful to be alive, conscious, and comfortable with my own energy, physical body, and spirit. That's what can come out of reading the Celestine Prophecy for me. That's where it all started. Then the journey began in seriousness. But it can happen for everyone.
That's I think we're both saying, yes, beautifully put what you said. But I'm thinking all of us, it's not, you don't have to just do it with a healer, a shaman, or a Jungian analyst, or a Reiki practitioner. You can do it for yourself, and that's what I think both of us are trying to talk to people by. I've certainly added my book, and to get to those places, one of the very powerful exercises that I suggest to people is to spend time in nature, because nature can be just a great healer, and there's a lot of evidence, Cheryl, that just by being in nature, you can change the way your neurotransmitters work. You can have less stress hormones. You can have more feel-good hormones like serotonin or neurotransmitters. And you can learn to work with the elements. I talk about working with water and air and fire and earth in my book, finding places in nature that are healing to you. So that's just a low-cost intervention that we can do to make ourselves healthier that's seamless.
You know, I agree. And when I was becoming interested in all this, a few words kept going through my head over and over, time and space, and the elements, water, earth, air. They were clues about what was to come for me and what I was to understand over time. But time and space, there really is no time and space. You know, part of our energy is here in this moment that you and I are sharing, and part of our energy is upstairs where we go after we leave this body, and part is in yesterday and the lifetime before that. It's there's so much that one cannot even fathom the power of all this. It's wonderful. So you talk about an inner healer we all have. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, it's like you're saying, you know, we have all these energies. We're connected in all these various ways. We also have many parts within us, and one part would be an inner healer, a part of us that wants us to be well and whole and healthy. And I'm saying we can interact with that and ask it questions. I have a process I call dialoguing, where it's a way to have a conversation with parts of ourselves. Our symptoms, for example, have a voice. Our inner healer, this embodiment of our immune system, can give us much wisdom if we know how to respectfully converse with it and do what it suggests.
Yeah.
So it's an inner wisdom, an inner wise figure, Cheryl, that I call it the inner healer, that can give us information in the midst of a health crisis that we wouldn't have unless we are willing to go within. And you're talking about these other realms. I call them transpersonal realms, where
yes.
There is great wisdom. So we're in my book, and I think in yours as well, we're talking about how do you access the wisdom and bring it back into your life from these other realms.
Well, I think we might call it, some people might call it our higher self, a guide, the divine spark of God within us, the eternal force of life. It could be
yep.
called many things, but
yep.
it has a great deal of wisdom, and a child
yes.
is born with this. And really, I hope our parents listening out there will look at your children and see they have so much already awareness. Maybe it's not so necessary to guide them into what you want, but allow them to show you what they need, what they came to this life to discover for their own higher self or soul being, and to really pay attention and listen to the children, because they
yes.
they have such great wisdom and light in them. And when they're doing well, they're happy. They don't go into these meltdowns. And they're not so tense, and they're not so serious, and they're not so worried and filled with anxiety that the physical life often, and the parents also who have their survival instincts and needs, delve into. So we want to go in more into this inner healer and calm ourselves and be in nature and use all these skills of journaling and dialoguing and expanded states, prayer, music, meditation, they all will work to give you another sense of yourself. And that's
yes.
what you and I are basically talking about. Once you discover that you can't go back, there's nothing else but the truth. And
yes.
and that's what we want to share with people. Reflection and asking for help from yourself, from within, are beginning ways to love yourself and life and create healing on many levels. I want to thank you, Dr. Carl Greer, for your insightful self-healing measures from alternative medical traditions, which are so needed in today's rapidly changing views of health and well-being. For more information and to purchase this book, go to Amazon.com or findhornpress.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have not only addressed changing the story of your health, but also enlarging the view of who we are as spiritual beings, having a physical life in an effort, a real serious, well, I don't want to say serious because we said that before. We don't want to be that serious. In an effort to develop greater self-awareness and self-mastery of our emotions, which often lead us to have gratitude and faith in all the challenges and events of our physical world and our physical life that brims with opportunity to discover the true nature of our human and divine aspects of life. So using expanded awareness practices are the key to gaining insights and energy, along with mindful breathing and silent time, all of which help us to find the map within our inner healer or inner essence that can overcome fear and create joy and positivity in our exploration of ourselves, the world, the universe, and others. Dr. Carl Greer, in bringing together Jungian and shamanic healing approaches, helps readers to know the value of mindful change within our attitudes and also the need for acceptance and patience in dealing with everyday issues. Dr. Greer writes, going forward, I hope you will continue to use this book's techniques, not just for yourself, but with others to help them in their quest for greater wellness. Many people need healing, and working with others can help them and you to feel a sense of community and community support as you step into a new way of relating to your health through the power of story and the power of claiming your role as the storyteller. Carl and I would have you remember that while events may sometimes happen unexpectedly and surprise us, that is the way life unfolds, and we hope you can learn to relate to a larger view of the world of energy, and your inner life through using the many tools of energy medicine, meditation, community involvement, and when you help yourself to grow, the world around you grows impressively more wonderful. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to visionaries, scientists, psychologists, healers, energy medicine, spiritualists, and religious leaders pave the way to a better view of reality on so many levels. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.